Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 161 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about McLaren and why they're a little hesitant on creating a 100% electric vehicle. Now, this is something very interesting to talk about because the entire world right now is in this crazy transition of nothing but hybrids and electrics. Quite literally, every company's doing it. American, European, Asian companies, every company has their mind goal and set on creating nothing but hybrids and electric vehicles because it's very simple. The customer demand is so incredibly high, and for, you know, a good reason and an eco-friendly reason as well. Now, McLaren is no stranger to hybrids. They've got the P1 and they got the Speedtail, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But in regards to electrics, they're not yet convinced about electric cars, which is very interesting. And for this episode, it's more of just a conversation. Now, McLaren has said a few things publicly, which we'll get to in just a moment, but I really want to know at the end of this episode your guys' feedback, and I want to have a deep conversation about this, whether McLaren is in the right, or if you think, from a car enthusiast, they're in the wrong. Now, McLaren's goal of creating the greatest supercars and sports cars of all time is nothing they will let go of, which is 100% what makes the company itself, is they want to continue their goal. But the big factor is as the entire automotive world is changing, McLaren is not making an electric vehicle because, as they've talked about publicly, they're not yet convinced that batteries will allow for the creation of the ultimate sports car or supercar. Basically, they're not convinced the batteries and electric motors can create the car that they want to make, which is a very interesting perspective. And from a McLaren standpoint, it makes sense because when McLaren has such a preference on saving weight, batteries are not yet the answer. Batteries are heavy, electric motors are heavy. So from a weight standpoint, the technology that is currently out there available is not where McLaren wants it to be in order for them to take on the creation of a 100% electric car. Performance-wise, absolutely, the technology is there. In regards to horsepower and torque, electric motors and batteries can more than enough supply the power that McLaren's looking for, but from a weight standpoint, it's not necessarily there. They are basically saying, McLaren's basically saying they can't engineer the car the way that they want it to from a sheer weight standpoint of these batteries and these electric motors. Now, they have said, just a quick side note, within the next 3 to 4 years, every vehicle that McLaren produces will be a 100% a plug-in hybrid, which will then allow 20 miles average that they're hopeful and their goal is that every vehicle will allow for 20 miles of 100% pure electric driving. So they're moving in the right direction in regards to creating 100% plug-in hybrids, but from electrical vehicles, they're not there. And it's purely based off of preference and standpoint and from an engineering standpoint and a weight standpoint. And I am not really sure if whether they're wrong or not. Again, this is more of an episode. We're just going to have a conversation about this. I mean, everything that they've said and facts and things they've talked about is, long story short, is they're not convinced. They're just not convinced yet that batteries and electric motors will allow them to make the car in which they believe is the perfect supercar and sports car. They can't make it how they want from a sheer weight standpoint, not from a performance standpoint with the likes of the Tesla Roadster and the P100D and the Porsche Taycan and the Karma SC2 that came out. Phenomenal performance, but they're just too heavy. They're just too heavy, and the technology is not there yet, and the weight savings is not there. So they're still dabbling and playing around with the idea of trying to see how they can keep that weight down. But that's their sole reason for not creating a 100% electric car. is they can't make it how they want. So another question is, do you guys think that will affect them at all? Do you think they're in the right for waiting? Do you think they're in the wrong for waiting? Think it can hinder sales and they'll lose sales to other companies? What do you guys think? I just want to know. This is more of a speculation episode and just having a conversation of them being a little bit hesitant to create an electric car. But let me know what you guys think. Ladies and gentlemen, that's actually all we have for episode number 161, talking about McLaren and why they're just a little uneasy about creating an electric car. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. And if you're actually already watching on YouTube, bless you. Thank you so much. But if you are coming for the first time, just head over to the YouTube channel and just browse around. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. If you're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car company, www.tiago.com, your guys' go-to source for the best car merchandise. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 162. We are going to be talking about our favorite cars from 2019. We're going to review 2019 and review our favorite cars and automotive moments. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.